Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, Clint Sterner is out today. But our guy Brandon Scott, you hear him on here often. You hear him every single Thursday. In the loop, and you hearing him today, and you hear him across the station as well. He's also got a podcast as well, a Rockets podcast as well, him and Adam Spolane.
H-Town Hoops, baby.
H-Town Hoops, yep. And you can catch that. So he's all around. Also catches work on sportsradio610.com. Clint's out. He'll be back tomorrow, but we'll hold it down. Real quick on the text line, people are asking and wondering. No, that wasn't ain't no joke. I'm dead-ass serious. I'm that confident. Bryce Young is going to be a Houston Texan. The break has been given to the Texans. They didn't have control of the draft board. Now the Panthers went up. You can tell that they are C.J. Stroud folks. And I'm telling you, I will drop the nickname show if Bryce Young isn't a Houston Texan.
I'm all for speaking this into existence. I want you to keep your moniker and your brand. But more than anything, as much as I call you Ron anyway. I talk to you offline. But as much as I love the brand, more than anything, man, I want to speak this Bryce Young thing into existence, man. So, like, if you believe it and we can speak it through, I'm here for it, man.
The break. I didn't think they were going to get it.
And it matters a lot who the team is or what the team is that moved up to number one. It's specific. Yes, who the guy is. Specific to the Carolina Panthers being in this position as opposed to, say, another team that might reasonably and sensibly pick Bryce Young.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
All right, you just had, there was a tweet out. Tyler,
yeah,
I cannot believe you missed it.
Dude, this has been out
about
an hour.
One of Tyler's good friends.
Yeah, this is your guy. That's right.
Allegedly, one of Tyler's good friends. And we've heard all around the Lamar Jackson situation. If you missed it, Lamar Jackson requested a trade earlier
this month. Talking about Laramie's tweet?
Laramie Tunsil. You ain't said nothing to me in my ear.
I was getting in your ear during the last break, but y'all were talking, I swear. I really was.
You're alive.
I was like, hey, Laramie tweeted.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now Tyler's coming.
I'm dead serious.
Okay. All right.
This is from one star player who represents himself to another.
Oh, good connection there. Damn, you're good at this, aren't you?
That being Laramie Tunsil to Lamar Jackson. Both players, star players, who represent themselves without an agent. Laramie Tunsil, just pretty simple. You know, he's not a man of many words. Just,
hello.
Hey. Tweets to Lamar Jackson, what's up? Come to the city. With the emoji there.
Hit the money sign again.
Hey. And so there.
Damn, Davis.
He's talking to, don't think that by that, he's not talking to both Lamar Jackson and the Houston Texans.
Yes.
And saying, hey, I know you got the number two overall pick.
That's captain. That's my captain.
And I know Nick been cooking. I know he been cooking this offseason. I know it. And we got an opportunity here with the draft. But, hey, that's Lamar Jackson over there talking about he want to be traded.
I thought Laramie's first move as captain was going to be needing to show up at OTA. But, he out here trying to pull an all-pro quarterback in this piece. Now, I will say this.
Recruiting.
I love the thought of recruiting. I do. All right? I remember Derrick Rose refused to recruit. Carmelo Anthony.
I mean, anybody.
He refused to recruit, saying, that's not my gig. Now, I like your best players going out and recruiting.
Yeah.
You can stop this, though, Laramie.
not going to happen.
There is no chance in hell that this is happening. Not a chance. Not a chance. I mean, I think Nick will quit before he trades two first-round picks and pays Lamar Jackson that amount of money when he's got number two at the draft in the draft. And as I just said, he has Bryce Young in his sights. This isn't happening. But I do. I love Laramie stepping out there and feeling good and feeling cool about being a Houston Texan player, feeling all right and comfortable to be able to do this without having any kind of issues.
Hello.
Throwing back at him. I love it.
Can we play a game of what if real quick?
Oh, I'd love to.
What if this exact scenario played out but last year when the Texans still had a top three pick, but there wasn't a quarterback worth taking with a top three pick? And they had the draft capital. And Lamar Jackson is disgruntled and is formally requesting now a trade from the Ravens. You'd be all over this.
Okay. Interesting. All over it. You can look at me all you want.
I thought of this question off the cuff. I know Tyler doesn't like Lamar Jackson at all.
All over it.
Yeah.
All over it. Yes, a guy who is it. Is he a difference maker?
Yeah, if you're going into the season.
A difference maker. A difference maker that wins 70% of his games.
Into the season with Davis Mills as your quarterback. And not a clear path to go get the next one.
Especially,
like, you don't know exactly what your record's going to be. You don't know that you're going to have the number two pick the next year. You don't know for sure that you're going to be able to get Bryce Young or CJ Stroud.
We also have to morph ourselves back into that time frame as well, when you have people like somebody buying his jersey. And then you had so many truthers out there.
I was trying to will it into existence.
I'm just saying, taking it back there. I would have been all over. Oh, I want to see what Davis can do.
I would have much preferred to will into existence that Lamar Jackson comes here and stays healthy and continues to be the player that he has been throughout his career. That would have been the scenario I would have preferred to will into existence if it actually was something that could have happened. But, yeah, now, it's not happening, Laramie. Sorry to tell you, bro.
I just find it that Laramie feels comfortable going out there and just saying stuff like that. There was a time I don't know if a lot of Texans players felt comfortable jumping out in social media giving comments like that or thoughts like that.
Yeah, so, man, that man got a $50 million check, man.
Yeah, he got
that's power.
He got it. Good for him.
White 80.
Speaking of jerseys, right, we talked about the weapon, and I'm going to tell you, I'm making it very clear for me right now, at two for the Texans, if Jackson Smith and Jigba is there, you got to run the card up there. To me, like, if he's at 10,
yeah,
like,
we're not arguing about that.
If he's at 10, man, I'm thinking about going up and doing, I flip a fourth round pick to go get him. I think it's that important.
Yep.
But Tyler sent us last week in a message that he said he'd buy a Smith and Jigba jersey straight up if he were drafted here.
Interesting. Tyler would.
That's how I'll counteract that Davis Mills jersey purchase.
That's interesting. But what it made me think was, because of course you would, what it made me think was, like, all right, I think most Texans fans have felt pretty good about what has happened in this free agency / trade, basically all of the new additions that the Texans have made.
I spend too much time on our Facebook page, I'm going to be honest with you. It's part of my job, but yeah.
Would you say most people have been – it's a positive feel, right? You spend more time, so it's not?
Yeah, but Facebook is a dark, dark place. Okay, I shouldn't even brought that up. It's a dark place. But yeah, from the text line and everything.
Twitter and all that, I would say most people are – favorable of what they've done with Dalton Schultz
and
Jimmy Ward and just have added to this team.
Even Devin Singletary, yes.
Have they added any jersey buy guys? Like you said, Smith and Jigba, I'm with you. And obviously when Bryce goes at number two, a lot of nine jerseys. Have they added any? Hey, let me go out there and grab that jersey.
I bet there's some Cougar fans out there that can't wait to get them a new Case Keenum jersey.
Stop.
Or ones who already have one from earlier and will wear it again.
He's taking his headphones off, people.
He just pouring himself with water.
Just squirted water all over his head.
But this is the disconnect. This is the disconnect, show. The man is a hero.
Pull yourself together, show.
The man is a hero here, okay? You're going to have some crossover of people who are U of H fans and people who remember the Case Keenum craze that was in the very beginning.
Case Kruger craziness.
Yeah, it's gonna be people that's gonna wipe off their jerseys.
I'll take it to the people.
Is now there your anybody headphones out, are all wet. Look
there,
at you.
Was there anybody out there who, when he signed the contract, Case Keenum, you're geared up to go out there and buy one?
No, I don't think anybody's going to buy new ones. I don't agree with Tyler there.
About they got pulled.
But I think there are some who have Case Keenum jerseys who will bust them back out, even if he's not wearing the same number, which I don't know whether he will be or not.
Is that so? Is Case Keenum the most buyable jersey?
No, Dalton Schultz, I'd say.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz.
You think people will go buy that one?
Yeah, I would say Dalton Schultz on offense and probably Jimmy Ward on defense.
That's who buying those jerseys.
Of new guys, yeah.
Those are the most buyable jerseys.
Yeah.
Just kind of show, like, which aren't jerseys, I think many folks would go. Like, you think, obviously, whoever 2-12 is, hopefully, I think those will be jerseys that are bought.
They almost have to be. That are new additions. They almost have to be.
Especially if one is a quarterback.
Yeah, and especially since last year when they had 2 first-round picks, they spent one of them on an offensive lineman who, fortunately, now wears the number or was wearing the number of who is the former head coach, and so they're going to figure out a way to market 59. But they only. Point is,
that's the viable jersey. Yes, the Kenyon Green slash. I think they should sell it as a Green slash Ryan.
But what's
jersey.
what's the green point?
Kenyon.
What's the reason
Kenyon.
There?
Just what add are they, it on there. Force it. Really, heck, you're embracing.
Kind of doing him a favor.
I would buy the 59 Green slash Ryan's. Check that. I would buy the 59 Ryan's slash Green. I'd buy it.
Ugh.
Texas.
I feel like the way
Tyler just stared me down on that.
I like the way Tyler's
buying the Case Keenum joint.
I liked how Kenyon Green played in that last game against the Colts, but we're going to have to see a little bit more than that before we're selling his jerseys like that or calling him a jersey guy. I don't know about
jersey,
that.
Yeah, they didn't have many of those, but yeah, hopefully Smith and Jigba is there. Buy that jersey.
Can I say, though, there is something, I don't know if this is politically correct or not, okay. But there is something cool, I feel like, about seeing Tyler with an African name on the back of his shirt. like Tyler walking around, Aggie walking around with Njigba on his back.
I wanted him to get the Okoronkwo jersey.
Oh, that's man.
Jersey?
I am here for it. I want to see it. I like it.
Yeah, just wear your regular skin.
Yeah, of course. I think Tyler knows
that. Don't really slide.
My pasty skin. Yeah, you can say it. It's fine.
It'd be a sign of progress.
It would be.
Red 22.
All right. All right. As B. Scott is in for Clint, I've said to you, the Texans aren't going to screw this up. They've gotten a break. Sometimes you need help. Sometimes you need breaks. The Golden State Warriors, the Knicks were idiots. Right? They got a break in which they drafted somebody else, and then bam, Steph Curry fell right there to the Golden State Warriors, in which the Knicks thought they were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
The many Knicks fans thought they'd get Steph Curry. They got a break. I said the Texans going to get a break, but you for some reason want to dive into the, well, just what it would potentially look like if the Texans messed it up.
Yeah.
See, you want to go into that thinking, and I'll allow it, but
stop being a dumpster fire.
Look, and this is not to be negative or to be pessimistic. It's just to kind of prepare yourself for all possibilities. And I realized as I was getting ready for the show this morning that all I've really done this offseason, and especially since free agency started, I have looked at the offseason and the upcoming season through rose-colored glasses like, oh, they're making these moves, and they're going to hit on this pick and that pick, and everything's going to work out perfectly. And I've just kind of existed in this utopian space for the last, I don't know, month or so, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm giving enough credit to the possibility that they could mess this up, that they could, you know, wind up with the wrong quarterback. The fact that they get the second pick instead of they could mess up that second first round pick the way that it didn't feel like they hit on it last year. Like, to me.
What, like draft a tackle?
Or just draft a guy who's just not the guy who should be picked at that spot. Like, I feel like that's totally in play. So, I'm trying to think of ways that they could mess this up. Like, the ways that they could mess it up. Draft the wrong quarterback. Draft the wrong weapon. Basically, get it wrong, but sort of prepare myself for the worst case scenario. And how can they avoid that? Like, what would be the way to not do it? Like, the obvious. The number 2 pick, don't get cute if Bryce Young does get picked. and go take Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. Just take C.J. Stroud and keep it dead ass boring and simple. But that's how they could mess it up, I feel like, to get cute, okay?
Is Anthony Richardson the worst case scenario if they have him at two, for you at two?
Of the quarterbacks, yeah, I would say Will Levis would be – Anthony Richardson I have more intrigue in. Levis would be the worst case scenario for me at two. Yeah, that would be the one I would probably least understand. But that's how they can mess it up, though.
Yeah.
And it's not like these things aren't in play or possible. So I'm not trying to speak that into existence. I'm not just trying to be negative. I'm just trying to think of all possibilities and be like, hey, prepare yourself for the scenario where they don't do any of the things that you want them to do.
D'Amico and Kyle and Nick, won't do that to me.
You don't think so?
No, they won't make me have to cover Will Levis.
Hold on, Joe.
Yep, Kyle, see?
Or what if they go with a tackle at 12 instead of a weapon or an edge rusher because they don't want to pay Titus Howard in the future?
When they'll move Titus Howard inside the guard again?
No, they just have to let him go. No, he's going to be outpriced for that. Yeah. Somebody's going to pay him. You saw what Juwan Taylor got.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Somebody's going to pay him something, you know? So what if they're looking ahead in their 1 to 2 year window
kind of thing? At 12?
Yeah, those are ways. And then Jackson Smith and Jigba is still there and becomes a great player. Or Bijan Robinson, in my case, who I like the most. Like, those are ways that they could mess this up that I'm hoping they don't try to get too cute. Keep it boring. Keep it boring. Get your quarterback. Get your weapon.
Mm. All right. Well, I don't believe they're going to do that. No, there's no way they're going Will Levis. Won't. Who is the dude, Skronowski or whatever? He's got the short arms.
Peter P. Skronowski.
Yeah, I just know he's got little arms.
Yeah, that's the Northwestern kid, right?
The Northwestern tackle.
He's got, like, T-Rex arms?
Yeah, he's a tackle. He's got little arms.
Might pack a little punch, though.
Mm.
Hit you in the chest.
Might take a while to get to you.
Just like a T-Rex?
Yeah, little arms. All right, one person, as we're on the eve of the baseball season, you can text it in, 713-572-416. You try to guess who has got the most new added pressure this year for the Houston Astros. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Clint Sterner is out today. Should be back tomorrow. Brandon Scott is in his place. And many people are texting in. As we said, eve of the season, who has added pressure? I see on the text line from 713, Framber needs to be at least in the top three in the Cy Young race.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's he's aggressive. Same pitcher. That's aggressive. He to me feels like the guy. I guess maybe you could say Kyle Tucker a little bit with the contract potentially. I don't know about that, but when you talk about on the field for making this team go and winning as many games as this team and the fan base wants him to win, Framber is the guy who is moving into a new space.
Yeah, it's 100% Framber Valdez. I feel like Kyle Tucker, and this could be presumptuous on my part, but I feel like Kyle Tucker at this point is kind of a made man. Like right now, even before he gets his contract, and we understand Kyle Tucker lost his arbitration with the Astros this offseason, has not gotten that big time deal yet. But even before that, I feel like we can already establish Kyle Tucker as one of the top 3 to 5 right fielders in baseball already.
Oh, hell, King Tuck!
Like right now as we speak, the question with Framber Valdez is still there. Like we acknowledge right now that he's the ace of this staff, but I think baseball is still questioning and wondering whether he's a true ace and whether he's on that level of, you know, the guys that we talk about. Now, people already recognize him as one of the better left-handed pitchers in baseball or one of the better left-handed starters in baseball. Like, I feel like he's gained that level of respect. But overall, is he one of those top-tier guys? Like, if you were to go around and just search the internet on rankings of aces or top pitchers or of staffs, starting rotations, Framber Valdez is going to be somewhere in the middle of the pack toward the bottom. Like, I was just looking at it now. Bleacher Report, who I work with very closely, they got him at, like, 13th.
And then he was a top five finisher in the Cy Young last year.
That is a generous ranking. The Athletics got him at 24th. That's
ridiculous. Okay, man. To me.
But the point is it's
but not, I watch him every day.
Exactly.
We watch him every day.
It's not like he sold himself on the entire, like, baseball world yet. And honestly, for him, when you talk about the pressure, I think this is the big year because, I mean, he had the year last year. You've got Martin Maldonado in the locker room talking about he thinks he's a $200 million pitcher. I just told you.
Carlos said they got two aces last year.
Two aces. There you go. Carlos is talking about him. And like I said, man, like he has shown himself just from last year to be one of the better left-handed pitchers out there. Okay. Well, you got rule changes this year. You got people that suspect maybe his performance will take a dip because of the shift. That's not going to be out anymore or an option anymore for the Astros defense, which was one of the best in the league and has been for a while. And Framber Valdez, as we know about him, produces more ground balls, or at least last year, he produced more ground balls than any starter at all in all of baseball last year. So how is that going to factor in to the Framber that we've gotten used to with the Framber that we're going to see this season? I think it's an enormous amount of pressure on him to perform. I'm not saying he won't meet it. I'm just interested to see it, and I think he's the guy to look out for, to watch as, hey, this is the year where he establishes himself as, like, separating from the level that he's been at to that next level and also that contract that people have been talking about.
Yeah, I don't think it's anywhere close, and I think there are a lot of things. And one thing, you worked in the business like we have, and you've worked with athletes and just had – conversations with athletes.
Yeah.
You know, I work with one every day in Clint, and I've worked with many before. Like, I think there is a thought from sometimes from fans or people who haven't played at the highest level that just moving over a spot or having just a small different role isn't a huge, huge deal. But like, you sit down and talk to guys like, all right, man, from being a backup quarterback, just sit back and coming in until, all right, the season is starting and this is your team.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. All right, you know, hey, I was a sixth man now coming on, and now you're a starter and you're expected to be, you know, a bigger part than you were the year before. See the light in college is a different thing. And I know he was a top five winner, top five Cy Young Award
finisher
last year. And had the great season, broke the quality starts record consecutively in a row.
Yep.
And he was fantastic. And he'll, to be honest with you, in the postseason, he was their best starter. If you needed a game, you would rather it to hand him. And they had, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer Justin Verlander, Cy Young Award winner, on their team last year. I'm not saying, I want you to hear it, I'm not saying that I think this is going to be a problem. I'm just saying I'm not going to easily just say, hey, it's not a big deal that he is moving over a space to become the leader of the staff.
Yeah.
And that he is becoming, as they'll call, a stopper. The guy that had, like, it ain't like, all right, Verlander will get it and then you come in. No, we looking at you, especially now, and Lance is hurt right now.
Yeah.
Especially when you got young guys like Hunter Brown who is jumping into a brand new role. There is, it isn't just, oh, he was a top five Cy Young Award finisher last year. He'll just be that again.
Yeah.
I think Framber is ready to be that guy, and I don't have a major concern for it, but I will acknowledge it ain't just nothing that he's going from the two with Verlander in front of him every time to now being the guy.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if it's just so much as Verlander in front of him as much as it is just the existence of Verlander, or like the presence, I should say, of Verlander. Because like one of the texters points out, and this is true, Framber was also the opening day starter last year. But what he wasn't, even though he was the opening day starter last year, what he wasn't was the ace. And I know Carlos Correa said that they had two aces, but one of them was Justin Verlander. So you have to think about what the domino effect of not having Justin Verlander and then Framber being the first guy that you rely on and the main guy and the top guy that you rely on. That's the obvious and main difference between last year being the opening day starter and this year being the opening day starter. There is no Verlander as part of the equation. Like the way it's designed, this is supposed to be as good as it gets within your rotation, just like you were saying in the playoffs. He was the best guy that you had out there in the postseason. Well, that's supposed to continue now, and there ain't no Justin Verlander.
That's the expectation. That's why they feel comfortable moving on from Justin Verlander because of Framber.
In part, because of Framber and
the rest of the guys.
The depth of the entire unit itself. So, to me, like that is not a small thing. And I think more than anything, like even more so than the Verlander thing, I want to see how this shift thing is going to factor into it all, because of the ground ball meaning so much. And I know those guys love to play defense behind him, but it's such a big part of his game, and all we've ever seen him pitch in is within the context of the shift. They've been shifting, you know, for as long as he's been out there. So this is going to be a version of Framber Valdez and how they deploy him, a version of him that we've never seen before.
Yeah, I also wonder, we still good with that hairstyle he's rolling with? Like, is that something like
pervasive. It is pervasive. It has found its way through the locker room. Martin Maldonado is rocking it.
I wonder how much his hair has grown with those extensions.
I bet it's about half of what we actually see, if at most.
He's got plenty of new growth under there.
He's got to have, because that
he's
is
that much so.
Oh, that will help it grow. I mean, he's had him in for a minute.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can take out the extensions now and maybe potentially do what he wants to do with his own hair.
Well,
how long is it now?
It's very clear that there is no like pride or like ego thing that's standing in the way of them not or of having those extensions.
You think he goes with that the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean,
you think that's it? That we're here to stay with those extensions.
Once you put them bad boys on, what you gonna turn back for? We got the tape. We seen it. It happened.
You know? But he has no fear of saying, those came out. Oh, he got a haircut.
None of them
do.
He
got along.
None of them do.
Yeah.
Martin Maldonado did it.
He did.
Are those extensions? That man is in his late. Are those extensions?
I don't know. I don't think I've caught how long Maldi's
are. Maldi's hair was about the length of yours during the World Series.
And he's got, how far are they going?
And now his hair looks like mine. What are we talking about?
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Maldi
went there?
Yeah, Maldonado jumped on the dread train.
You got to check out that WBC,
he
man.
Went in there and lost some weight. I know the feeling. He went in there and lost some weight. But you just let your own natural hair come like I did. He went and did that.
I'm telling you, it is spreading through the locker room. Pretty soon we're going to see Dusty Baker with dreads. Wouldn't surprise me.
Johnny ain't doing that.
Well,
Jim Crane, let me dreads.
I didn't know Martin was doing that.
Yes.
But see, I don't think Dusty would do the weave. Like the Dusty, I feel like is from a different generation.
Oh, you ain't lying.
I'm from Martin. A different generation.
Yeah. Martin.
Dusty's from
you
the generation.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. It's on his shoulders.
Yeah, Dusty's from the generation where you got to grow out your hair if you're going to have long hair.
Isn't Maldonado, too, like shaving his head like around the sides?
Is he shaving the sides?
I think it's just up top.
Wow. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, man.
What? I mean, so Framber's a trendsetter.
Yeah. Yeah. Maldi went from you to Figgy.
Yeah, Maldi went
from
just.
He went from you to Figgy within a offseason.
He was dying his hair. He was dying his hair and just to hell with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was dying his hair all crazy.
Who's
colors.
Next? Mal or Montero, that's his, right?
That's
I mistakenly
his hair.
Said well, that.
He's had it for a while, but now everything.
Now you're not convinced.
Everything we ever knew is questioned now. Like, I thought it was and think it is, but now that we know that this is how they get
I'm
down.
I'm telling I no longer know what hair in the Astros dugout is real and what's not. I have no idea.
And I'll say this. I've been up close in the locker room.
I question Bregman.
No. I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
I question Bregman's hair, right? I'm starting to question Ryan Presley's. Well.
There is a different demo of what's going on here. Like, I feel like it's like Framber. I'll give him credit. Even with the hat off up close, it looks real. Like whoever's tightened him up has done a good job.
But we all knew it wasn't real when he went from nothing to a
saying.
Whole lot of something.
Now
on the
I'm
mound.
Sitting there thinking of the Houston Sports Awards. I'm wondering about Alex Bregman coming up. Listen, college basketball, it's in trouble. All right, and many of us, some of you may enjoy it. But don't lie to yourself. This has been a horrible, horrible, horrible weekend for college basketball. There's not a lot that they can fix. There are a couple of things that they can fix. They need to listen to Uncle Show. I'll help them out. And we'll do that coming up next on The Drive.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The text line's an absolute fool. I mean, the trailer will and frame text line 713-572-4610. To the fool who brought this, as you missed it at the end, we believe Framber is the guy with the pressure. Once again, believe he can handle that pressure. But just acknowledging there is a difference of his role. Then at the back end, we obviously talked about the more important aspects of his hair and then stumbled upon this is, I personally feel, an epidemic happening within the Houston Astros locker room of
definitely a trend.
Let's be Brandon Scott with these dreads.
Well, come on, we ain't getting that. I mean, I this is a whole dedication
Tyler,
and a lifestyle.
Tyler
here,
questioned.
Man. We ain't getting there.
Tyler questioned the thought in that Dusty Baker may be the next one to get them extensions.
Okay,
I don't think
man.
He would. Somebody on the text line jumped in and said, "No, Dusty gonna use that soul glow."
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like we're more enlightened.
Dusty definitely, there has been a point in Dusty's life where he had a juice.
Yeah.
He had a curl. Any of y'all who have seen Boys in the Hood and you remember Ice Cube, or you just seen Ice Cube in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
He had a curl, sit down, it'll be wet when you get up.
Dusty Baker won a World Series as a player in 1981.
Did he have? Oh, he
had. So what I'm saying is he was a thing by 1981. So think about 1985. Okay. Dusty Baker, a made man in 1985. I would be shocked if he didn't have some type of grease on his head. I'd be shocked if he didn't leave that wet circle on the couch when he got up.
If if Dusty Baker rolled into Minute Maid Park at any point or any park in Major League Baseball this year, and he had a curl, and he had that Jerry curl, because when you see, like, when you see a, when I see a Jerry curl, like, I just hear, I hear soul glow. I hear.
Sexy. One, two, three.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby.
Feel those just imagine Dusty walking to the mound and that just playing.
Like, oh, no. I imagine him at the barbershop, where I just imagine Akeem at the barbershop. Can you make my hair look like that? That's just what I hear. Can you make my hair look like that? Oh, boy, what you want to make your hair look like that,
boy? Dog, man. Somebody texted Dusty with that toothpick and a curl. You know he had it. Dusty and that toothpick, and he had that curl.
You know,
and he was
saying,
in that soul glow, letting it spray out. Oh, my God.
Did Dusty Baker.
Damn, that'd be good.
In 1985. Come on, Dusty. Did Dusty Baker in 1985 sleep with a hair bonnet?
Were they sleeping with him then?
I mean, if he had a
Jerry
curl.
But just had one just tied up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just
had to
tied
have
up like,
yeah, I mean,
yeah, like,
you can't get all that on your, you don't want that on your pillow.
Like five heartbeats.
Yeah, yeah,
it is
yeah.
what it is.
Did he sleep with a hair bun?
Man, God, Dusty had to have one.
I could see it.
Oh, my God.
I have the mental that picture would, in my head.
That would, oh, boy, that would do me in.
Yeah.
God, dog, I hope Dusty would consider it.
I don't know. Like, I could ask him this. Is he more
can
of a.
Can he still grow
is Dusty more soul glow or juices and berries? Like that's what Akeem said
right,
he had in
just,
there.
It's right now because he's been both. He has been just juices and berries here lately.
But what's his vibe though? Is he more because you know you got also got that man? Don't put that stuff in your head. You know you heard that too. Like just straight natural.
Oh, God.
Don't kunk your hair. You know.
God,
I wonder where he stands on that. Definitely slept
that
with a hair bonnet at some point.
That toothpick and a curl, boy. That'd be it. I'd like to see him walking out just a couple of spots right above Baker because of the wetness from that curl juice. That would do it for me.
But do we agree that the extensions, not naturally growing dreadlocks, but the extensions would be against Dusty Baker's moral constitution?
Yeah, I don't think he'd do it.
Yeah, no. I don't
well,
think
that's Dusty Baker's wife would allow it.
I don't think any
I
of
think
this.
Read my face?
No, I don't think his wife would allow it. I don't think he would allow it.
Nah.
I don't even know if his young son would be down with it.
I don't know.
To be honest with you.
You can't tell Darren nothing at this point.
Well, but I just feel like they're from a different sort of code.
Yeah, different code. Yeah,
on how this works.
All right, man. Do we agree? Like, we look at this Final Four. College basketball has been having problems, but this is like the whoa.
Not ideal.
Bad.
Not ideal at all.
You know the four. You never mind.
You might
I'll,
not. No,
I'll
no,
list
no.
you the
go
four
on,
teams.
Go tell them. Go on, tell them.
Ford Atlantic versus San Diego State. They kick it off the old Owls, the 5-9 matchup that everybody was looking for. And then Miami against UConn. Those are the four.
And I did not have that they were the Owls.
You didn't?
Florida
you didn't have the
I
Owls?
Didn't have that. I mean, until the Final Four was
I think
set.
I had the Owls.
I didn't have it. I had everybody else's mascot. I didn't even have Florida Atlantic Owls. I didn't have that.
I knew you had the Aztecs. That's a hard one to forget.
Definitely had the Aztecs.
Shout out Garrison Hurst at Marshall Falk. But I think college basketball, listen, the game has been taking a dip for a minute. And I think the NBA clearly hurts it in a major way.
Sure.
With the one-and-done rule, that obviously crushes it because you don't get to now learn players anymore. Like, I know many of y'all listening back in the day, like, the Fab Five came back another year.
Yeah.
Juwan Howard and Jimmy King stayed longer. Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley stayed four years.
Yeah.
Grant Hill, we watched him with Hurley and Laettner, and then we watched him lose to Clint's Razorbacks in a championship game, to Corliss Williamson, who stayed for a long time, and all those guys.
Yep.
Like, we know you don't get to see that anymore because the game has changed with the one-and-done thing.
Yep.
But then at least you used to get to be able to see, all right, Kevin Durant at Texas for a year.
Yep.
All right, Michael Beasley at K-State for a year.
Anthony Davis at Kentucky for a year,
yep, right?
Yep, yep.
Like, you get to see those things. Zion at Duke for a year.
That's another one.
Now,
Kyrie was there for a year. I know, he was hurt for pretty much almost the entire season.
It's 50-50 now. It's now 50-50 in today's game if the top high school kid will go to college.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Now we're starting to see, like, Houston Rockets number two pick a couple of years ago, Jalen Green, went to the Ignite. They're going to these developmental leagues early and then going to the draft when they get 1 year removed. So we're not even seeing the best players come there. So they can't control those things.
No.
They cannot control those things, and those things have created a dip to make the game tougher to watch. And as we just, and as Tyler in the first segment so eloquently stated, we got a team in the Final Four that has shot 37% and 39% from the field in their last two games.
It wasn't even that good. It was 37.9 and 37.7.
So they didn't even reach, they didn't reach 38%. But things that that college basketball can control, they got to swap out some of these rules. I watched several games in the NCAA tournament where a way that these teams have been able to combat the talent is foul trouble.
Yeah.
They have got to add another foul.
Yeah. Get the other team in foul trouble.
Yeah. They're Drew Timmy. Like, listen, UConn was going to look like they was going to beat the brakes off them anyway, but it was under 10. Drew Timmy got in foul trouble quick, then got his fourth with 15 minutes left, and the game was over at that point. Saw it many, many games. Hell, the Kansas-Arkansas game, hell, everybody was fouling out of that game. Yeah. Multiple games, the way that teams have been able to win and been helped a lot is with foul trouble. K-State-FAU, their leading scorer, Keontae Johnson, got two fouls, didn't play for 14 minutes in the first half. Who the hell wants to see that? Then he picked up 3 and 4 real quick, couldn't play in the second half, and he fouled. They've got to add a sixth foul, and I believe because of how inconsistent college officiating is, they got to have it because it's from conference to conference. The physicality is stronger in another one. They allow it. They don't. They got to add a sixth foul, and they have got to stop this archaic half system. They are the only – can you think of anybody else who plays halves? My kids' Little League basketball team, I don't think they play halves.
Nobody plays halves.
They're the only basketball league that plays halves.
Not even the women's basketball plays halves.
They've got to move to quarters, and they've got to – and when you do that, you lessen the foul count. Many times what happens in these games is, oh, Lord – Miami is in the bonus. It's 12 minutes left. So every time there's a foul, they're going to the free throw line.
Yeah.
And that's how teams will score, and the stoppage, the flow of the game isn't good. There's too many games are just won because, they're in the bonus. Let's just get fouled. Let's just get fouled. And then it kills the flow of the game. Yeah. I think they need to move to quarters, not halves, and they've got to add a foul. And with that quarters thing, I think, much like the NBA, 4 fouls before you get into the bonus, and that then starts over each quarter.
Yeah, and we just got a response here on the text line, 713-572-4610, to be a part of the show. From the 713 here, they respond to you with just don't foul.
You got this?
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with the don't foul. For the reasons that you just laid out, the talent is not really good enough to set the standard and expectation of just don't foul. These players aren't that good enough to just be like, hey, don't foul. But they're also too good to have on the bench for extended periods of time. Like, you don't have enough good players to begin with in college basketball. What you don't need and what you certainly don't want is for the best of them, the best of the ones that are remaining that are actually out there, to not be out there because of foul trouble. You can very easily say, hey, just be better. Don't foul. But guess what? They ain't that good, and the officiating ain't that good.
And it's not
so consistent. Between the talent not being that great and the actual officiating itself not being that great or consistent, it's an unfair and unreasonable expectation to just be like, hey, don't foul. No, they going to foul, and they going to get called for tic-tac fouls. How many times do you see a charge/block call? Like, it birthed like a meme from Rex Chapman. Blocker charge on Twitter. Like, you almost don't know which one is a block or a charge, or they're much more prevalent in college basketball. Like, it's just not enough to say don't foul. You need to create as many opportunities as possible for your best players to be out there for as long as possible.
From the trailer wheel and frame text line, one of the most popular sporting events, and show thinks it needs to change its rules. College basketball has been one of the toughest watches of any sport. If it is not involving your team, college basketball is a difficult watch.
Yeah.
It's a tough
watch. And you're talking to people, or you're hearing from people between me and show right now, is people who actually watch college basketball. Like, you could only make that statement and feel like it's accurate in March to call it the most popular sporting event. Like, no one would say that in any other time other than right now when the Final Four is coming up. But throughout the year, nobody's really checking for college
Many
basketball.
Many games
like
come down, especially in colleges. Uh-oh, he got in foul trouble. He's got to sit.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that happens that much in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I watch NBA on a nightly basis as well. I can't think of moments of when the Rockets were really good. Oh, shoot. James Harden had to sit down because somehow they got him in foul trouble.
Yeah. And I don't feel like you should actually have that much reason or need to explain why you want the players out there.
I want
more.
The players out there. Yeah, someone just texted, yeah, let's make college basketball the NBA. And it will never be that because they're not as good as them.
Yeah.
But I do think it is interesting that the more disciplined players get 6 fouls and the kids that are 18 to 20,
right,
and less disciplined with different officials that come in and out of the space
that aren't as good 5. As the NBA. And that says a lot. With officials that aren't as good as the NBA officials, they only get 5. Like, it makes more sense to have the talent out there as much as you possibly can.
The Houston Texans are trying to put matters into the fans' hands. We'll explain what that means coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.